Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. It's the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. We're live at Chickies and Pete's. Baseball's back. Stop into Chickies for a unique game day experience and root our team onto victory. Online at ChickiesandPete's.com. A hotly, hotly debated fighting conversation during the break. Spike Eskin joins the show now. Spike, have you ever been in a fight?
I have. Two fights.
Should we see the other guy, or how'd you handle yourself?
It didn't go well. Well, I like to say that I tied the fight. The one real fight, first of all, in high school there was a fight, but it wasn't really a fight. He just punched me in the face and I went down. I was not expecting it. Andy Boyle, I think it was like 10th grade. Nice. But the real fight was at, there's a bar, I don't know if it's still there in Bluebell, called Reed's in Bluebell. Mm-hmm. And I was there. My roommate and I were there to see this band. We would always go see this band, Octane. And this guy, it's just like a normal, you know, bar, nightclub or whatever. And they're playing the music. And this guy is like up front running into people, like moshing or whatever. Completely inappropriate.
Yeah, that's Fran. Fran's a mosher.
So I grab him. And I was fat spike at this point. Whoa. So I was like 230 pounds or whatever. Oh, so I felt like
don't
tough.
Rub it in.
Yeah. So, yeah, not quite as big as you, Jack. So
hold on.
Yeah, so I grab the guy, and I'm like, hey, stop it. And he's like, what are you going to do about it? And I said, what are you going to do about it? And he goes, do you want to fight? And I'm like, damn it. And so, because I don't want to fight. So I go, what are we going to do, fight here in the bar? I'm not going to fight you. He goes, after, when it closes, outside in the parking lot. So it was like 11 o'clock. I think there's no way this guy's going to fight. I walk out of the bar. He's waiting there for me, him and his friend. I'm like, damn it. So he wants to fight right in front of the bar. And I'm like, what are we going to do? Fight right here in front of the bar? I'm trying to get out of this fight by any means possible. He points to the back of the parking lot. Oh. We go to the back of the parking lot.
That's a mistake.
Yep. So it's me. He was a big guy, and his friend was like a small guy, and my roommate was a small guy. So I'm not going to repeat it. So we're just barking at each other. And my roommate says to them, what an idiot this guy is. He goes, are you P-words going to fight or not? So little guy jumps on him. My roommate pulls the little guy's shirt over his head like a hockey fight and has a shirt over his head is punching him. I see this guy right in front of me and I punch him as hard as I can in the face. And it doesn't do anything at all.
Nice.
So total panic sets in. He grabs me and I keep hitting him just as a mode of defense. Nothing happens. Police pull up. Everything scatters. We run away. Act like we won a world heavyweight championship fight. Yeah. So I would like to say that I tied that fight. Mm-hmm. I didn't lose the fight, but yeah. I also didn't win the fight. It was not Nell.
That might have been the whitest description I've ever heard of a fight in my entire life, man.
I knew you've been racist this entire time.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, there's a lot of conversating going on over
yes.
there. You guys are setting up dates to fight. You know what I'm going to go well, here.
Bro.
We're going to go there.
Dude, I don't want to fight.
Swing.
No.
Swing when he's not looking. When he's not looking, hit
sucker
him in the back
punch
of the head. Yes.
Dude, I am a coward. I do not want any part of that fight. I cannot fight. I can't fight anyone. Normally, what I found was, if you act like you can fight, the other guy backs off.
It's like when you see a bear in the wilderness.
Yes. That's what I do. I put my arms up and scream when I see somebody who wants to fight me. But this guy just was not threatened at all. So That's my fight.
I'll tell you, one thing I've learned is I damn sure am not going down an alley with you two anywhere.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly.
You just learned that? Is this something you just discovered?
No, I knew about Jack, but I thought I at least had a fighting chance with you.
Why would you think you had a fighting chance with him?
Spike's a little scrappy guy. I figured he might at least pick up something.
Behind a microphone.
Hit somebody with something.
Well, I'm older now.
Listen,
so maybe...
we'll get in a fight one of these days.
No. These are all old things.
It's going to be like Anchorman.
Believe me, I call the police nowadays. What? Y'all won't fight? All right, 911.
I have a replacement hip. My back hurts. I'm tired all the time. You think I'm fighting somebody?
Nobody's fighting nowhere. We're not doing that anymore. Those days are over with.
Yeah. Now I'm running.
Still waiting on my first one. We'll get there one day. Spike, opening day tomorrow. How are you kind of feeling? I mean, it's an on-the-record Thursday. Going on the record, how we feel about this team, coming down from New York, baseball capital of the world, to a real baseball city in Philadelphia. how are you feeling?
Dude, I feel good. This feels like a 94 or 95 win team that is in the race for the division the entire time. And I know you keep saying that you're waiting for the playoffs. It's skipping a step. They are not champions. They haven't won the division. Winning as part of the growth of getting from point A to point B to become actual winners, you want to take steps every year. Now, I know, 2 years ago they went further than they did last year, but I still felt like they were taking a step. The step this year is to not be down 7.5 games after 30 games in the division and not have to scrap your way to it and not have all of us question whether they're as good as we thought we were. This is the year to come out and prove that you are as good as we thought you were. And one of the reasons that you haven't had as great a time during the regular season is that, quite frankly, they have not been that great during the regular season. If they come out and win 99 or 100 games, I promise you that the regular season will be fun. It's not going to be the playoffs, but it will be fun. Going out and dominating and winning the division is fun. I think that they are in position to do it. They have the roster to do it. They have the consistency to do it, right? They have the lineup to do it. They have the bullpen. They have the starting pitching. It's time to just go out and prove that you are not a scrappy upstart, that you're not an underdog, that you're not shocking people, that you're not, the wild card who everyone said couldn't do it. Now is the time to be the team that everyone is afraid of, that proves that you can beat everybody all year long. So I feel good about it. I think they're in position to do it, and now it's up to them to just pull it off. But I don't know how you could go into the season not feeling good about the team.
Well, I think everyone feels good about the team. You know, a lot of the World Series predictions. Winning the division just doesn't matter to me. Like, I know you want to be one of these, we got to be actually good. Well, listen, man, there's a big advantage to not winning the division. I know it sounds crazy, but there is.
What?
You get to play three games at home, and you win that, and then you get to go on the road in Atlanta, whatever.
Listen, this is what I call trying to outthink yourself.
Yep.
And it's pretty simple here. Let's stop trying to lower the bar and lower expectations. Go out and win a division. Have something to strive for that you can stay locked in on the season. Because here's what we don't want to happen, is that they get into a tough spot in the season, and now we realize they aren't going to have a Braves, and then everybody's going to be like, oh, no, the winning of the division doesn't matter. We can do this. No, I want them to be locked in throughout the season trying to win this division. I do want that. I'm glad that the players have set that as a goal. You know how deflating it would be to hear them come out saying, you know what, don't really matter if we win a division. We just want to be playing good baseball at the end of the year. How excited would you be if you heard them
say that? But they're right. It's worked the last two postseasons.
Right.
Really, how many World Series championships do they have the last 2 years?
They have the most postseason wins in baseball.
How many World Series championships do they have the last 2 years?
How many division winners have won the World Series the last 2 years?
But it doesn't matter to me. You're telling me that the regular season doesn't matter, but they have not. They haven't won the World Series either.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
but I think there's a disadvantage to winning the division. Like, I think that having the 5 days off in between the end of the season and the start of the second round, that matters. Like, these guys get cold. You go into slumps. Like, I'd rather play good baseball. I'm not saying they can win 87 games. Like
they went into a slump last year in the LCS.
In the NLCS.
And they didn't have any days off.
After they got there, after they beat the division winner, after the Diamondbacks won 84 games and got hot at the right time. Winning the division doesn't matter. Playing good baseball at the end of the season matters.
Oh, okay, so you can time it. So, see, this is the – I don't think you're looking at the whole picture here, that you can't just time it to be good at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. That's not how it works. The best way to make sure that you're good at the end of the season is being good all year long. What are they doing at the beginning of the season to save their energy to make sure that they're good at the end of the season? That's not how it works. Yeah, obviously, you would rather be playing well at the end of the season than not playing well at the end of the season, but it's not a choice. There are plenty of teams that play well all year long. And I agree with you that it looks like that it's possible that winning the division and having those days off is a disadvantage. It's possible. But I'm not even sure that happens. And B, what if you get into the position where at the end of the year you have a banged up team that could really use those days? You know, there are so many different ways that this could play out. Obviously, they can win the World Series without winning the division. But to say that it doesn't matter and to say that you can look past it, they have not proven they can look past it. They've proven they are a good team, that they got hot in the playoffs 2 years in a row, that they're bringing everybody back, but they haven't earned the, you know what, we can just skate through the regular season this year and it'll all be fine during the playoffs. I think being good during the regular season is part of that equation. I also think it's part of being like a winning franchise year after year after year after year, which is
something they are that. They are
But they're not.
Yes,
they've won for 2 years.
Yeah, I know.
But then, so I don't want to be this. I want to.
What do you want to be? Do you want to be the Dodgers, who have a Mickey Mouse title in 2020 and nothing else? A million regular season wins that don't matter.
If you had a choice between the Dodgers roster this year and the Phillies roster this year, what would you choose?
Well, sure, of course I'd pick the Dodgers.
Okay, well then what are we saying? I want them to win every single year, and winning the division is part of that. It doesn't guarantee you a World Series, but it does not prohibit you from winning a World Series. And I think it's proof of, I just think that the teams that do that are the better franchises. And they have taken steps, absolutely. Middleton deserves a ton of credit. Dombrowski deserves a ton of credit. Even Bryce Harper deserves a ton of credit.
That's right, yeah.
To take this team from a middling 500, collapse every year embarrassment to what they've been the last couple of years. But I want them to evolve into one of the great baseball franchises.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And those franchises are good every year.
They're the third best team. They're the third best team in the NL on paper. They'll win 93 to 95 games. And hopefully they don't win the division. And then we can hopefully go on a run again.
See, it's just backwards to do the whole fallback position before you need to. That's a fallback position. That's a consolation prize when you don't win a division, when you fall short of winning the division. You're saying to yourself, okay, we can draw on what we've done in the past. This isn't the end of the world. You know, we know what it takes to start in a wild card round and still make that run to the end. But to come into a season with the mindset of that's what I want to do, be in the fallback position, I just don't think that's the way you approach a season. You know that's there in the back of your mind, but that's not how you set goals. Like, that's not how you – we don't set goals saying, I'm going to get a backup quarterback because I hope my starting quarterback gets injured because I know the backup who won us the Super Bowl, we can do it again with the backup quarterback to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
like,
maybe.
That's not – that. No, my point is that's not how you plan a season.
Right.
Right?
Just because it happens one way doesn't mean it's the best way to do it.
Yes.
But it has been 2 years in a row with the, sure. with the new playoff format. And three of the last four teams remaining the last 2 years, mm-hmm. three out of the four, had not been division winners.
And, I'd still take my chances with a better regular season team and winning the division.
All right. 215-592-9494 to get in on that. Do you care if the Phillies win the division? It's a wild question to ask, but I don't care. They can win 93 games, make the wild card. I'm perfectly happy. And, in fact, I'd prefer it. Chuck's in Mount Airy. What's happening, Chuck?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on, fellas? Hey, listen. Hey, you know, I care. You know what I mean? But, you know, I know realistically they're not going to win the division this year. They're going to win 87 to 90, probably 91 games, something like that.
Oh, come on, Chuck. You know, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't believe this team. Their ball, you know, their pitching is off. You know, they don't have depth in the lineup, man. You know what I mean? The lineup is off. So, you know, if one person gets hurt, it's going to throw everything out of whack. So, you know, and I don't trust, you know, Turner. You know, he might need another standing ovation this year. You know, only person I think is going to show up. And shout out to my boy Bryce, you know what I mean? You know, having another child. You know, Bryce, congratulations, buddy. You know what I mean? The world's a better place for more Harper. So, you know, I got to throw that out.
Oh, here we go. Are you trying to get into the Bryce Harper family? I mean, what is that? Are you trying to get adopted?
No, I'm just, you know, I'm giving the guy congratulations. You know,
you can give him congratulations. The world's better with more Harpers. It was a bit over the top.
It is. You know what I mean? Let me do my thing, Jack. You don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm congratulating the guy. You know what I mean? Hey, listen, here's the thing, right? I want to say something real quick about the Sixers, right? Uh-oh. You know, I watched them yesterday. And the thing about it is this, right? Yes. You know, you can't – James Harden deserved that booing yesterday.
Oh.
You know what I mean? If I recall,
he wanted to stay here, Chuck.
No. If I recall, James Harden wanted to stay here, number one, but he got a problem with Daryl Morey. Number two, James Harden gave us two great, magnificent games against the Celtics, one in which you guys' best player didn't even dress. You know what I mean? And then the other one, he won a game for us here, which was one of the best shots I've seen in the Sixers uniform in a long time.
Oh, it was a wide open corner three. Stop.
Yeah, but he had a great game that game. He had 40. I believe he had 40 points.
He did.
Game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So he stepped up. See, here's the thing. Everybody in Philadelphia want to blame. You know, they want to blame Daryl Morey. They want to blame Doc Rivers. They want to blame, you know, Ben Simmons. They want to blame James Harden. But you know, you need to blame. When I watched that team yesterday, they scrappy. They tried. It's just not good enough. Nick Nurse now is under pressure, and he snapped at the referees. You know, Doc Rivers is gone. Daryl Morey can't make a move because of this guy, number 21. He's the common denominator. You know, he should feel ashamed of himself. And when he comes back, and if he comes back and he plays for that Olympic team, I tell you, I'm completely out on him, okay? This guy is the reason why the Sixers or where they are right now. And it's so disappointing. It's so damn disappointing that he don't get the criticism that he deserves. You know what I mean? I know everybody's going to say, well, he can't help. He can't help himself getting hurt. You know,
it's true.
It happens. No, you know.
Well, why can't he play?
He was diving on the ground for a loose ball. He's giving you maximum effort. It led to an injury.
He was laying there, okay? That's what he was doing. When he could have got up if he was really diving for a ball, he probably wouldn't have got hurt. He was laying on the ground and got hurt. Okay?
Well, why can't he play in the Olympics? Why can't he play in the Olympics?
He can't. Listen, let me tell you something. Listen, man, that 7'2" bag of balls playing in the Olympic and don't come back and play for this team and try to help this team get, you know, out of that playing game, and his ass is as good as gone. He might as well go up the road to New York.
Okay? Yeah, I agree with you.
Give us some of those picks back. And give us some of those players from Villanova down New York. I am sick of Joel Embiid, and I'm sick of this city who want to love him.
Well, you're going to get your wish. He's coming back, so you'll get your pound of flesh that you want when they get knocked out in the first round. You don't want to blame anybody else on the team. You're waiting to blame him. You're going to get your opportunity to do that.
Hey, guys, listen, it ain't about blaming him.
It is with you.
It ain't about blaming him. He needs to be held accountable, okay? Because the guy
that sounds like blame.
Criticism, all right? And I see Nick Nurse in his eyes yesterday. The guy is frustrated. You know what I mean? He just don't want to
Yeah, because this team stinks, because Daryl Morey can't evaluate talent to save his life.
Without Joel Embiid. How about that?
Yeah, but if one player came back, this team would not stink. okay? If he came back and he threw a pair,
this
team
like
would not stink. I'm sick of this guy being hurt every year. Every year. You know what? I'm telling you. I am at wit's end with Joel Embiid. You
guys dude, can keep it Chuck,
up.
Though.
I want
Chuck,
to go back
Chuck,
to the
Chuck.
Draft.
Chuck, Chuck,
player.
Chuck. Can I tell you, I don't mind you having the position you have on Embiid, even though I disagree with some of it. But to be a James Harden guy as part of that discussion, it sort of ruins your entire argument. James Harden is the loserest of all losers. You can't you can't call Joel Embiid a loser and then be like, you know what? They should have signed Harden. They should have brought Harden back. There's no way, man.
I never ever said that James Harden was a loser. I never said that
he is.
Wasn't a loser. What I'm saying is this. Joel Embiid is a bigger loser. He's a bigger loser than James Harden. James Harden has had success. James Harden has gotten out the second round. Okay, Spike, let me tell you something. Last year, if it wasn't for James Harden, we wouldn't have came close to beating the Celtics.
That's right.
Okay,
and
so
if it wasn't for James Harden, they would have beat the Celtics.
Back.
The guy was wait a minute. The guy was nowhere to be found. Dude, in two consecutive years, in Miami 2 years ago and Boston last year, in two deciding games, in both series, he disappeared. He is a coward.
Joel didn't show up in Game 7 either, though.
What's that?
Joel didn't show up in Game 7.
But see, I'm not talking about Joel. It's not an either or situation here.
I'm talking about Joel.
Well, then don't bring up Harden.
That's who's been on the Sixers. Everybody else gets traded away, except for him.
Who would you have liked to have kept? Who was the big mistake that they traded away?
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler wanted to leave.
It doesn't matter, you know.
Mikal Bridges.
All I'm saying.
And what's
is
he
this.
Doing?
Everybody else got to hold up the fort while he always gets to sit back and get no criticism. I'm
dude.
Sick of it, Spice. You know what?
He gets plenty of criticism.
He
gets
no
plenty of criticism.
Time,
so is Joel Embiid your answer for someone you don't get, Chuck?
Listen. Yeah, absolutely. And you know what?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. For those tickets y'all talking about, I got to talk to y'all marketing people. Because I'd like to hear some R&B. I don't want no damn Willie Nelson.
Hold on, man. That's
Kelly
a. Fish I know
ticket.
You're a Robert Plantman.
You know what I mean? I want to listen to, you know, some Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mary J. Blige. Something, man.
You know what I'm saying? Some you know.
Bad
Boys,
Bobby Brown, Diddy.
Something else.
Bobby Brown?
Yeah.
All right, we'll work on it, Chuck. Just
right,
for you.
No addition, man.
Call.
Don't disrespect
me. Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown's dead.
I think
no,
he's...
Bob. Ho.
We have a bad run with calling people dead or not.
Now, I may kill off a lot of people, but I ain't killing off
dead.
No addition. Hell
my
no.
My bad. I thought he was dead.
By the way, Kenny Rogers has been dead for
That's
a few
what I
years.
Thought, dude.
I didn't know he was dead.
I was confused, man. I thought you were thinking of the pitcher Kenny Rogers. I was thinking of Kenny Rogers' chicken, like from Seinfeld.
Kenny Rogers' chicken?
Yeah, it's from Seinfeld.
By the way, there's no reason to disrespect Willie Nelson. Dude is 90 years old on tour.
Yeah. I mean, Spike, this is a big deal we got here.
Tour's light.
Yeah, we got tickets to Willie Nelson's 4th of July picnic. Okay, so you see Willie Nelson.
That
you got Bob Dylan.
It's glaucoma medicine.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's a 1,000 years old. Robert Plant. Alison Krauss, don't know who that is. Maren Morris. Spike, do you know who Mavis Staples is?
No, but you should know who Alison Krauss is with the music that you like.
Well, she's a country singer, I know, but no one else cares. But it's okay. It's big tickets. Someone in the world that you don't... get is how you win those tickets.
Well, I tried to kill old Bobby, man. Hey,
sorry.
Man.
That was Spike. Yeah.
Maybe it's because Whitney is
Yeah,
died.
I was going to say, okay. Just let me finish it up here for you,
Wait,
buddy.
Is he Ike?
Huh?
No, different person?
His name is Bobby, not Ike Turner. The hell is wrong with you? I tell you.
Well, he said Tina Turner.
No, he said Whitney Houston.
Oh, my bad. That's on me. 215.
You and Spike, you won't call me racist. He's the one who thinks all the brothers and sisters look alike.
Yeah.
How many people he doesn't mix stuff over here?
Yeah, Jack's definitely racist.
Let's go to break. 215-592. We'll hash this out. After this. 215-592-9494 on the record Thursday here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. But on the other side, since we're not on the air tomorrow. Every Friday at 4:30, we're taking a trip down memory lane with the Memory Bank as we continue to honor the 20 greatest moments in CBP history on the 20th anniversary of Citizens Bank Park. What do we have today? Plus, a cryptic tweet from the Sixers. Could it be could it mean the big fella's coming back soon?
Well, Spike should know what this means.
Yeah, I agree. Bring some information to the program.
Yes.
We'll get to all that coming up next on the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.